Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I am so honored and happy to be with you guys always, every single week, and hoping that we could bring some form of enlightenment to you, a light that would shine and you were able to be either free or on the road to freedom or moving towards your future and your destiny. I had gotten a request for a podcast, if I can come and do a podcast on fear and anxiety. And I got actually several requests on fear and anxiety. And I want to talk to you today out of that topic, fear and anxiety. And for those of you that maybe are not aware, I used to battle fear for about 30 years. So it's a spirit that I'm well familiar with, and I am well familiar on how to conquer it. I'm going to read to you Isaiah chapter 41 so that I give you a few pointers on how to be free. What is fear? But also, how does it come? Why are people battling fear and anxiety? What is fear and what is anxiety, and how can we be free from all anxiety in our lives? Well, Isaiah chapter 41 gives us insight. And in this verse, I want us to read it. And it's in verse, we're going to read maybe about 10. Yeah, we're at verse 10 out of chapter 41. And it says, "Do not yield to fear, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me, for I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious right hand." And then look what it says, "Do not yield to fear." That means that fear is something that we yield to. Now, keep in mind that fear is a spirit. Timothy tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So we know that it is a spirit. God did not give us that spirit. It's actually a demonic spirit. So you have to treat it like a spirit. You have to know how to combat fear. And although we may feel the emotion of fear, it may not be demonic. Sometimes that emotion of fear is different than the demonic realm of fear. You know, we may feel an emotion of fear, say, when we're getting close to an edge. And that's just our bodies alarming us that there's danger. And that's not the kind of fear that I'm talking about. I'm talking about when fear leads you to anxiety, when fear leads you to have anxious thoughts, where you have maybe palpitations, you know, you start to get sweaty, and you're feeling the effects of that actual demonic spirit. Well, when you look at the demonic realm, the kingdom of darkness, that is the environment of the kingdom of darkness, which is fear. So it is the atmosphere of Satan. And we have to know how to be free. Well, here it tells us in Isaiah chapter 41, "Do not yield to fear, for I am always near." And so fear is something that we're yielding to. You know, you're yielding. Think of the word yield. When you're driving down the road and you're going to yield in maybe a turn right and you're going to yield the right away, you don't actually stop, but you're yielding. In other words, you're slowing down. Maybe you were headed in a direction, but then you start yielding, meaning you're slowing down. You're not really at a stop, but you're slowing down. Well, fear comes in when we yield to it. Fear is something we yield to. It doesn't come in unless we yield to it. Anxiousness doesn't come and interrupt our lives unless we yield to it. Anxiousness doesn't come into our lives unless we're yielding to it. So we ourselves have to take responsibility of that and say we are yielding to fear. There's so many scriptures about fear, not to fear. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious about nothing, about anything. Be worried about nothing," the Bible says. So fear is really a way that the devil uses as an entrance to our lives. Think about that. Fear is the doorway. Fear is the entrance that the enemy uses to try to come into our lives. So fear is the way the enemy attacks our health. Fear is the way that the enemy attacks our homes. Fear is the way that he attacks our relationships. Whenever you fear, it is the avenue, the way that the enemy comes in to attack our lives. So we have to be free of fear and not yield to it. Now, something that Isaiah says, it says, "Never turn your gaze from me." Right after that scripture, it says, "Never turn your gaze from me," meaning that we took our gaze away from God. So how does fear come in? Fear came in because you yielded to it. Anxiousness came in because you keep yielding to it. And the second thing it tells me is that we never turn our gaze from God, meaning we turned our attention from God and put our attention somewhere else. So fear enters how? By yielding to it. And number two, by us taking our eyes off of God. Now, think about Peter, a famous story. He's the guy that walked on water. While he's staring at Jesus, he's connected to power. But the minute he takes off his eyes off of Jesus, he begins to sink. So your eyesight, your vision has everything to do with whether or not fear is going to enter and disrupt your life. Keep in mind, the devil is using fear as an entry point. He's using fear to come in and attack your life. And how does he do that? Well, he's trying to get you distracted. And he's trying to distract you by something that perhaps is occurring. Think about the things that you're afraid of. Are you afraid of failure? Are you afraid of losing something? Are you afraid of a situation that perhaps has risen and now it's just come against you? Maybe you're afraid of being sick, or you're afraid of dying, or you're afraid of something. I want you to examine what it is that you're afraid of. And then I want you to kind of take a look at yourself. And take an inventory right now. Have you yielded to that? Meaning, have you thought about it? Meaning, have you meditated on it? Have you taken your eyes off of what God has spoken through his word? Have you taken your eyes off the scripture in Isaiah that says that by his stripes you are healed? Have you taken your eyes off of the scripture that says, never will I leave you. I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. Have you taken your eyes off the scripture that says, if God be for you, what can stand against you? The good work that he began, he will complete it till the very end. Have you taken your gaze off of the scripture, off of what God has spoken, and put your attention and got distracted with what is, or perhaps a thought, or perhaps a meditation? And now you keep thinking about whatever it is that the enemy has instigated, whatever the enemy has created, or whatever the enemy is speaking or whispering for that matter, have you put your eyes and attention on that? And that will tell you if you have, and you answer, yes, I have, then that means that fear now has entrance. So you have to guard what you meditate on, where you put your attention to. Keep in mind, when your eyes are on God, the author and the finisher of your faith, when your eyes and your mind are fixed on God, meaning when there is a thought that's coming in that is a fear thought, it's full of worry, it's full of anxiety. And if you don't resist that and then put your eyes on Jesus again, if we don't resist it, then fear has an entrance. So take a good inventory today. Have you yielded to fear by meditating on things that perhaps haven't even occurred? You know, a lot of times fear is really false evidence that looks like it's real, but it's really not real. False evidence appearing real. That's all it is. It's just the enemy who's trying to, you know, cast fear out. Why? Because he knows that that's his entrance into your home, into your life, and even to attack your own body. Job said it best, that which I feared came upon me. So fear is a big magnet. It is a spirit. So you have to cast it out. It's a silent killer also. Fear robs you of your peace. Fear robs you of sleep. It robs you of faith. It robs you of your joy. It robs you of even your trust in God. So fear has to be cast out. Fear sometimes hides. That word fear comes from the Greek word phobos. It's a fear. And it means shrink back. It means to retreat, to run away, or to cower, or to shrink. So how do we overcome fear? I'm going to tell you real quick. Hopefully these will help you. Keep your eyes on God. Anything that's trying to distract you, take away all the distractions from your life and begin to focus again on the Word of God. Begin to meditate on the Word of God. That's why God told Joshua, Joshua, do not fear, be courageous, be strong. And then he said, meditate on this word day and night so that your plans can be successful. So how do we overcome fear? We have to stop hiding it. We have to recognize it, number one. If it knocks on your door, recognize it. Fear is knocking. What is it trying to do? Where is it trying to put fear? Where is the fear trying to be placed? Is it maybe fear of the future? Fear of your destiny? Fear of you not arriving? Number two, you have to confront it. You can't ignore fear. You have to confront it. Fear is something that makes you coward. It makes you retreat. And typically what we would want to do is retreat, but we can't. We have to confront it. Three, we have to cast it out violently. You have to say, in the name of Jesus, I order every spirit of fear out of my life. See, the enemy has to know that you mean business. The enemy has to know that he cannot toy with you. The enemy has to know that he cannot use the tool of fear to come and bring anxiety your way. Regardless of the report, regardless of the news, regardless of what's going on in the world, it's possible to live in peace. Jesus said, in this world, you will have many afflictions, but rejoice, I've already overcome the world. He said, this peace I leave you. That means that we have the peace of God. We can be still and know that he is God. How do I overcome fear? Number four, we have to believe God and we have to trust him. You have to trust God. I would start playing preachings on faith. I would start reading my Bible. I would start spending a lot of time with God and waiting for him to speak to you. Number five, how do I overcome fear? We have to cast all our cares and anxiety on him. Quit carrying your burdens. There are a lot of people that are carrying false burdens. Do you know there's some things that are out of your hands? There are some things you can't control that only God Almighty can fix, that only God Almighty can move on your behalf. That means that you have to cast all your cares on him because he cares for you, because he loves you, because he's got a good plan for you. That means cast it away. What does it mean to cast away? That means to throw it out. In other words, you're not going to go and pick it up again. Cast it. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. Surrender it to him. Tell him how you feel. Explain to him. Talk to him. But leave it there and let God be God in that situation. There's a part that we play, and our part is to believe him. Our part is to have faith. See, the opposite of faith is really fear. And when we fear, we're afraid. And when we are afraid, look what the Bible says. Perfect love casts out all fear. That means that we have to be perfected in love. And when you trust God, you know that he loves you. You know that he's not going to permit something bad to happen to you. That means that you have to trust and lean on God. Know that he's for you. How do I get free from fear and overcome fear? And lastly, we have to know, where is this fear coming from? What lie did the enemy tell you? Why did the fear come? Because fear is going to knock on everybody's door. But we do have to know where it came from. What lie did he say to you? I want you to look at that lie. I want you to just kind of trap it in front of you. The Bible says that we take captive every thought. So put that thought right in front of you. Look at it. Is that what God says? And let me help you a little bit. See, I have known throughout the years that everything that the enemy has said to me is always a lie. The Bible says in John that he is the father of lies, and it's impossible for him to tell me the truth. Because when he lies, he speaks his native language. He's a father of life, the author of lies. That means he can't tell me the truth. That means that the truth is the opposite of what he's told you. So trap it, guard it, and look at it in front. Just take it captive and say, is that what God has said? And if you can say, that's not what God is saying. God is saying the opposite. That's right. So then what you got to do with that fear is you got to cancel it, destroy it. You got to order it out violently. And you got to say, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, you spirit of anxiety, you spirit of worry, I order you out of my life. And I take every thought captive and I put my eyes back on Jesus. I put my eyes back on what God has spoken. So you have to cast it out. You cannot accept it. You cannot sit and just take a bunch of pills, anxiety pills, and then wait for it to go away. No, fear is a spirit, and you have to violently cast it out. Watch what you allow it to come in through your gates. Your ears are gates. Your mouth is a gate. Your eyes are gates. You have to watch all the doors. What are you allowing in? What are you going to have to close the door to? Where did it come from? What are you going to have to close the door to that is allowing fear to come in? So I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray that spirit of fear leave your life and that the spirit of anxiety leave. Put your eyes back on Jesus. Stop yielding. Stop surrendering to fear. Get up in the name of Jesus. Call on the love of God. You have a loving Father. He loves you and he's got a good plan for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people. And Father, we bind every spirit of fear. We order it out. We arrest it. We bind it. We burn it. And I command your people to be free from fear. I command every person that is listening to me. Father, I order anxiety out of their bodies. I order anxiety. I command it to go. I order it out. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I call the peace of God over their body. I call the peace of God over their mind. I call the peace of God over their spirit, man, and their soul. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that their eyes are back on you, that their focus is back on you, and they begin to trust you again. Holy Spirit, I ask you, show them where that fear came from. Identify where that fear came from. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do in their lives. I thank you for setting them free now. In Jesus' name, I call the peace of God that transcends all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I love you guys, and we will see you guys next time. Please share this podcast with everybody you possibly can. Make a comment down below. I'd love to hear where you're from. God bless you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.